This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel will not stop aid entering Gaza from Egypt, but supplies will not be allowed into the enclave from the Israeli side, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after talks with U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday. Biden had called for the easing of a crisis in Gaza with the UN warning of a humanitarian catastrophe. Netanyahu said Israel was taking this decision after a request from Biden, but added Israel would continue the blockade of humanitarian aid from Israel into Gaza as long as Israeli hostages are not returned. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Wednesday in Beijing at a summit focused on China's Belt and Road Initiative, calling for a cessation of violence in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Guterres called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Too many lives and the fate of the entire region hang on the balance.
Hamas militants blamed Israel for the explosion at Gaza City's Ali Arab Hospital that killed hundreds, calling it, quote, a crime of genocide, end quote. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters on Wednesday that there was no structural damage to buildings nor a crater that would be consistent with an Israeli airstrike. He also accused Hamas of inflating the number of casualties. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The war began October 7th and has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said Wednesday 3,478 Palestinians have been killed, more than 12,000 injured in the past 11 days. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed and nearly 200